Welcome to Watchmen on the Wall, a daily outreach of Southwest Radio Ministries and SWRC.com. It's anniversary month at Watchmen on the Wall. 92 years ago, Southwest Radio Ministries was founded. In April 1933, our founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, declared for the first time that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. This week, Dr. Lonnie Shipman debuts a brand new book that looks at the current state of Israel. Clayton Van Hus will be sharing archaeological details on biblical burials. And today, Josh Davis will visit with John Somerville of TWR to discuss this year's Africa Needs Jesus campaign. All this month, we're celebrating and thanking the Lord for 92 years of proclaiming that God is still on the throne and prayer changes things. Friends, would you please consider sharing an anniversary gift with the ministry this month? Your gift will help Watchmen on the Wall and Southwest Radio Ministries continue to produce programming and resources that share the truth of the gospel. It's like giving a birthday gift that has an eternal impact. You can give your gift on our website, swrc.com, or by calling 1-800-652-1144. Thank you, friends, for your continued financial support as we begin another year, our 93rd of bringing Christ-centered clarity to the chaos. Now, here's today's host, Josh Davis.
April is anniversary month at Southwest Radio Ministries, and we began broadcasting the good news of Jesus back in April of 1933. And now, for the last 92 years, Southwest Radio Ministries has faithfully sounded forth God's unchanging message amid the changing times. Think about how much has changed in our world since 1933. And yet I'm glad to be part of this ministry, Southwest Radio Ministries, that has continued on the airwaves and that is still preaching the same good news and the same prophetic message of the Word of God, holding fast to the truth of God's Word. And since this ministry began, we have also had a focus on Christian missions and Christian outreach. And if you've listened to Watchmen on the Wall for any length of time, you're familiar with our Pakistan outreach, our prison outreach, our prayer ministry, and how we seek to impart God's Word anywhere and everywhere as far as we possibly can. Our long-serving host of SWRC, Dr. Noah Hutchings, would often reminisce about how he started with the ministry in the 1950s as an accountant to the founder, Dr. E.F. Weber, and how he would write checks to missions ministries around the world. You see, this heartbeat for missions goes back to the founding of SWRC. And so I say all that to say that during this anniversary month, I am glad that we are partnering one more time with another long-running Christian radio ministry, TWR, to minister to thousands of people in Africa. And so this legacy of SWRC missions continues on thanks to your partnership with us, dear friends. And so I'm excited to tell you about how you can partner with us as we endeavor to bring God's timeless truths to people desperately in need. This is a very unique endeavor that we are partnering with TWR on, and it's an urgent opportunity that we have to see lives transformed by and through God's Word, God's truth. And so we're bringing back the Africa Needs Jesus campaign. There is a 24/7 dedicated phone line that you can call to purchase a radio that would get into the hands of someone in Africa. It's 888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. Or you can visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com for more information or to give safely and securely online. We'll be unpacking more information about this, and we're going to be featuring 2 days at the end of this month, April 29th and 30th, with programs that are designed to raise funds for this. And we just ask you prayerfully consider what you can do, how you can give to support this effort. Perhaps you want to go ahead and give today. We encourage you to do that, dear friends. So here to explain all of this is John Somerville, the TWR Director of Radio Partnerships. John, why don't you tell us a little bit about who TWR is, the history of this ministry, and the kinds of ministry that they have done over the years?
Well, like SWRC, TWR has a commitment to telling people about Jesus Christ. And we do it with radio stations and digital all around the world, but we do it on steroids. And I love saying it that way because when people hear how big TWR is, their eyes grow wide. We are doing ministry now in 200 languages around the world. We receive letters, emails, text messages, WhatsApp messages from more than 190 countries every year. Wow. God is at work through this ministry. And like SWRC, TWR has a rich heritage of being able to bring the gospel to people who would not any other way be able to hear God's word. That's why we're coming to you today, because we want to encourage you to be a part of what SWRC and TWR is doing. We're joining hands together to bring the gospel to people all throughout Africa. Now, TWR broadcasts all around the world, but we're specifically focusing on Africa. We work with over a dozen countries in Africa to distribute wind-up radios to people, giving them to people who don't have a radio, people who wouldn't have access to a radio, people who cannot afford electricity or batteries because they're just so poor. These wind-up radios make the perfect gift for them, because otherwise they would cost them more than a month's salary to be able to afford a single radio.
Wow.
And so TWR wants to put these in the hands. And so we work local churches, and we send out a TWR representative to the local church. We invite that local pastor to say who in their church would need to have a radio, who doesn't have a radio, who's so poor that they could use a radio and want to hear God's word. Then we take those different people that the pastors have recommended to us. We pull them all together in what we call a radio event. And so there'll be 20, 30, or 40 people at a radio event where we hand a single radio to each person. Now, oftentimes, this radio represents an entire family. And I say that because when we give out a radio, oftentimes the whole family is there to receive it. And you know it's going to be something that the whole family is going to listen to together. So Oftentimes when you're giving a radio, you're not giving it to just a person, you're giving it to a family, which when I think about it, I think about the generational impact of this. And that's how it really, I think about God's word going back in, I think it's Judges chapter 2, where I think is one of the saddest verses that is in the entire Bible. After Moses had done all these wonderful miracles, and Joshua brings him out and brings him into the promised land. And then Judges says the next generation doesn't know anything about what happened.
Mm-hmm.
Their people had not done it. We don't want that to happen. We want the next generation to know.
Yes.
And so that's why we want to do these radios. We want to put them in the hands of people there. It's with your help. Because what we like to say is Africa needs Jesus, but Africa needs you. And when you step up to give a radio, you're probably saying, well, how do I do that?
Mm-hmm.
Easy, very easy. Each radio that we're giving out is $50. $50 not only covers the cost of the radio, but are you ready for this? It covers the cost of the distribution of the radio. It covers the cost of getting that radio there. It covers the cost of the administrative side of TWR. It covers the cost of customs, which can vary dramatically.
Absolutely.
In country to country in Africa. And so $50 covers that cost. And so we would love for you to be a part of it. And you can do it two different ways. One is our website, which is AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Very easy to remember. AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Or you can always do it with a phone. Do it the old-fashioned way. I love it. Pick up the smartphone. Give a call. 888-777-1875. Let me do that again for you. 888-777-1875. Very easy to remember, 888-777-1875. Each radio is only $50. You can put it in the hands of somebody in Africa.
Friends, we would just encourage you to be praying about how that you can partner with SWRC and TWR to this end. And we are so glad to be visiting with John Somerville with TWR and explaining this special Africa Needs Jesus mission project And that's what we want you to do right now, is to begin praying about how can I be involved? What will the Lord speak to your heart for? Why don't you tell us a little bit more about this Africa Needs Jesus mission project?
Well, God has given us the opportunity to be able to partner with what we call our national partners. We have basically miniature TWRs in all the different countries there in Africa. Not all the countries, but many of them. We use them to do our programming and our outreach. So when somebody responds to one of the TWR programs, they are then followed up by somebody within their own country. And those folks have maybe are writing emails, or they're maybe doing letters. Maybe they're doing WhatsApp messages, which is very, very popular in Africa.
Yeah.
But also, they're oftentimes following up with maybe a personal visit. That's pretty cool. That's when they have the opportunity to be able to minister to people and find out who else doesn't have a radio and who else would need a radio. And that's how they can give out those radios. One of the stories I love telling is when my staff and I were in Malawi. There's TWR Malawi, and our TWR Malawi director, his name is Victor. We had just finished giving out radios to a whole bunch of people in this small little village, and we were driving back to TWR Malawi offices in Lilongwe. Victor, who's driving this old rickety white van with a TWR splashed on the side of it, yells over the back of his shoulder to us in the back, and he says, hey, let's stop at a random house and give away a radio. Now, Josh, I don't know about you, but I'm a little skeptical about just stopping at any random house. That's not something I do
right when
I'm in the United States here. I don't stop at random houses. And so I voiced my skepticism, and Victor assured me, oh, no, it'll be fine. Don't worry. We'll have a good time here. So he finds this cluster of houses. Now, you got to recognize, all these houses are made of homemade bricks. They have thatch roofs. And in the one that he picked out for us to stop at, three small children are playing in the dirt in the front yard. There's a line of laundry hanging up, drying out front. And as we approach, there's a mom that comes out, and Victor says, hi, we're from TWR. Her eyes light up. And she says, oh, TWR. And Victor says, do you have a radio? And she says, no, we don't have a radio. And Victor then asks, would your husband allow us to give you a radio? And she says, oh, he'd be delighted that you give us a radio. And she was just beside herself we were giving her a radio. He hands her the radio. The kids are all gathered around. And of course, my skepticism is kicking in again. And I said, wait a minute. If she doesn't have a radio, how does she know about Transworld Radio? How does she know about TWR if she doesn't have a radio? So I asked Victor to ask her the question, because she speaks a different language called Chichewa. I don't speak Chichewa. Victor asked her the question, how do you know about Transworld Radio if you don't have a radio? Again, she lights up. She says, oh, every day when we go out to farm in our fields, our neighbor brings her radio and we listen together. Now with this radio, I'll be able to listen with my family.
Wow.
And that's why I love thinking about how these radios impact just more than one person. It's not just a person that you're impacting when you give a radio. You're impacting sometimes an entire village of people, maybe generations down the road. Who knows how far just a simple gift of $50 for a radio can make such a big impact.
Yes, and thank you for explaining that story, John. That's a powerful demonstration of exactly what we want to do. And friends, we're encouraging you to visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. You can call to pledge your support right now, 1-888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. And this is Africa Needs Jesus, SWRC and TWR, two classic Christian radio ministries, are teaming together in this anniversary month for SWRC. We thought it would be so very fitting to reach out with the gospel and bring these radios into the hands of people in Africa that need to hear the good news of Jesus, that need to be grounded in their faith. It's more than just the gospel message, but it's also a great discipleship tool. And John, perhaps you want to speak about that. Why is radio so big in Africa, and what's the kind of programming that TWR can offer these people that will help to transform their lives?
Josh, I love what you just got done saying about being a discipleship tool, because TWR is a discipleship tool. Let me share a story with you here that it was sent to us. And this gentleman says, "Tears filled my eyes, ran down my cheeks when I understood how many things I never knew in the Bible, even though I'm a preacher." They're using the programming. And sometimes many of these pastors have never been to seminary, and right. TWR programming becomes their seminary. And that's the beautiful part. If they've got this radio in their hands, they're able to hear God's word. They're able to study God's word. And with that, they're able to hear different perspectives on how to preach God's word in a more effective and more powerful way.
And that's a very important point that you bring up there too, John. And we're visiting with John Somerville. He's the TWR Director of Radio Partnerships, as SWRC and TWR are teaming up together to bring radios to Africa. I've heard it described that the church in Africa is a mile wide and an inch deep, in terms of many people are turning to the Lord, but then false doctrine will creep in and they'll go into some misunderstanding of the gospel, misrepresentation of the gospel, and get led astray by all this false doctrine. And so it's so very crucial. And I know there are missionaries and pastors who travel to Africa to conduct training institutes and various things like that to try to disciple the pastors. And they have told me, and it just seems so unbelievable from the American mindset, that there are pastors who are supposed to be preaching God's word, even pastors who don't have a copy of God's word, and they're trying to lead a congregation of other believers who've never even looked at a Bible. And so that's where this radio really, I think, has a great advantage, because you're delivering it to them in their native language, and they're hearing it in their language. Is that correct? And they are then taking that and telling others the good news.
Josh, you are spot on. I can't tell you how many times story after story after story has come back to TWR saying exactly what you're talking about here, where God's word being able to be heard over the radio is educating in a seminary fashion many people who are pastors of them. But it's not only just connecting with them. Listen to this story for a moment, Josh, because oftentimes we take for granted radio reaches just Christians. Mm-hmm. Listen to this one for a minute. "I faithfully listen to TWR, and I hardly miss a broadcast. Although I'm a highly esteemed Islamic holy man in the region, I enjoy listening to Christian programs. I long to understand the gospel better, especially what the Bible teaches when Jesus says, 'Do not judge, and you will not be judged.' I want to know what it means. We Muslims are very quick to judge others, to condemn them, and your teachings are quite the opposite. You always talk of love of neighbors, forgiveness, peace, and reconciliation with each other. You're helping me to understand better why Christians are more tolerant than others." There's no better way, Josh, to be able to reach people who would never darken the door of a church.
Right.
But would be willing to turn on a radio and hear God's word. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what we're doing here. We're giving them the opportunity to do. And that's why we want to encourage you to be a part of what God is doing through SWRC and TWR as we join hands to bring more radios and put more radios into people's hands. Because we know where God's word goes, it does not return void. It is going to accomplish the purposes. It is going to accomplish those purposes that God puts out there. And he wants them to accomplish many, many purposes through you. Africa needs Jesus, and Africa needs you. You know, when you give a radio, you give hope. You give them the gospel. You're giving them Jesus. And that's what we want to do. We want to give people Jesus every single day. Every time they turn on that radio, they hear the good news, they'll be thanking the Lord for that gift.
And friends, we do encourage you to prayerfully consider what you can give. Each radio costs $50, and that's not just for the actual radio, but that covers, as John has already told us, it covers distribution, it covers shipping costs, it covers all the funds that are necessary to get that radio into the hands of the person who needs it. It's not going to be taken and sold on the black market or anything like that. They've got a trusted process of getting these radios into the hands of people in Africa. And this is a trustworthy ministry. That's why SWRC has partnered with TWR to bring these radios into the hands of people. So prayerfully consider what you can give, whether it's one or two or three or four or five. Imagine being able to purchase 100 radios. $5,000 would purchase 100 radios. And imagine how far that would go and how many lives that would impact. And that's what we're talking about. It's not just the impact of a radio, but it's the lives that are impacted by these radios. And if you would like to call, there's a dedicated 1-800 number set up so that you can call and pledge your support. It's 1-888-777-1875. That's 888-777-1875. If you'd like to give safely and securely online, you can visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. That's AfricaNeedsJesus.com. You can also reach out to SWRC by calling 1-800-652-1144. If you have any questions about it, again, our number is 1-800-652-1144. Our website is SWRC.com. We're visiting with John Somerville, the TWR Director of Radio Partnerships. So, John, why don't you tell us a little bit about how these radios work? Do they need batteries? Does it have to be plugged into the wall somewhere? How do these radios work?
Well, Josh, let's go ahead and play some show and tell with the radio listeners here. And I brought one of these radios in for you to take a look at. They're pretty impressive. And one of the reasons we've chosen the model that we've done, and if you go onto AfricaNeedsJesus.com, you'll see one of those radios there in the picture. And I think there might even be a video of us distributing it, if I remember right.
Okay.
But one of the cool things about this radio is how durable it is. Mm-hmm. Not only does it receive the radio signals, but it's very, very durable. And it doesn't require batteries. It can take batteries, but it doesn't require batteries. It doesn't require electricity because, you know, many people in Africa, they don't have access to electricity. Or if they do have access to electricity, they just can't afford it. They can't afford the cost of electricity or batteries. And when we were traveling around the country of Malawi, they basically have this idea that you have to prepay for the electricity you're going to use. Mm. And so it's almost like a parking meter. You put your money in and then you get your electricity and you use it. Now, if you're going to have to do your electricity that way, are you apt to listen to a radio? Well, some people do, of course, but being able to give them a wind-up radio allows them to use this radio and to be able to use it without having to spend money on electricity. This is a fantastic gift. You've got the radio in your hand.
Yes, I do.
Let's go ahead and wind it up for the people here and let them have an opportunity to hear just what it sounds like to wind up one of these wind-up radios.
Yeah, here we go.
He's winding it like a clock, basically, and the crank is on the side of the radio.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you get an opportunity to be able to hear what he's doing as he turns it on, if he does turn it on.
Yeah, I will.
Go ahead.
We've got it tuned to 91.5 FM WHCB, which is one of our great partner stations here in the area where we're recording. So let's turn it on and see what they've got playing this morning.
The joys that await us there.
Be sure to tune in. SWRC is on the radio right now, actually. Yeah, look at that. I did not plan that.
Sounds like you got there you go. Tune it in a little better there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And, great, great.
Visit our website, swrc.com.
There we go.
How about that? Isn't that cool?
Yeah,
well, we're so glad that you are a part of SWRC, and thank you that you've been a part of the SWRC family. You know the value of a ministry like this, and TWR has been doing the same thing, giving the gospel out to people all around the world. We've been doing it since 1954. Now, God has just blessed this ministry in tremendous ways. We have radio stations throughout all Africa, throughout Latin America. We have broadcast into Asia. Like I said, we're broadcasting into 190 countries. But if somebody doesn't have a radio, how are they going to hear? It likens back to Romans, where Paul says, if you don't have a preacher, how are they going to hear?
Yes.
How are they going to hear without a preacher? That's what we want to do. We're going to give them a preacher. We're going to give them a radio. And that way, they'll have a preacher anytime they turn on that radio. One of my favorite stories, and like I said, I've traveled all around Malawi, had an opportunity to be there. One of my favorite stories is a guy we met, and the people in the town, Josh, called him Mr. TWR.
Wow.
Now, do you know why they called him Mr. TWR?
Why is that?
Because he had a radio, and he would invite everybody, all his neighbors, to come and listen to TWR.
Mm.
And so they referred to him as Mr. TWR. He was always talking about the programs he heard on TWR. So they called him Mr. TWR. So when we went to that town, he had invited his friends, the ones who didn't have a radio, to be able to get a radio.
Mm.
Now, I want to share with you what the experience was. This village was nothing. The main street was nothing but a dirt road. We saw chickens coming down the main road. We saw a whole set of goats that came down the road. There was a donkey standing in the middle of Main Street.
Wow.
We're talking about more rural than some places here that you'd be very familiar with. And yet, at the same time, there were people all over coming from every which direction. And they had waited 3 hours. 3 hours.
Wow.
Because they knew we were coming.
Mm.
God was at work in this little village. Why? Because one man had a radio, and one man shared the gospel with his friends, with his neighbors. And because of that, they too had a zeal for learning God's word.
Amen. Well, friends, we invite you to call today and prayerfully consider what you may be able to do to change lives through these radios. Be sure you join us April 29th and 30th for two special programs as we talk more about Africa Needs Jesus. Friends, would you prayerfully consider how you can partner together with SWRC and TWR during this anniversary month and this special missions outreach?
What an exciting project you and I can be a part of, providing radios to people in Africa. A wind-up radio doesn't require electricity or batteries. Working with local churches, pastors recommend people from their congregation to receive them. A wind-up radio is a precious treasure. Your gift today will help provide access to the gospel to the poorest communities throughout Africa. You'll be giving an individual, family, or village their lifeline to the gospel, broadcast in their native language, as well as giving them hope, healing, and a path to transformation. Visit AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Give a radio. Give hope. AfricaNeedsJesus.com. Or call this special number, 1-888-777-1875. That's 1-888-777-1875. Tomorrow, Donald Perkins will continue his series helping us understand the book of Revelation. Be sure to tune in by downloading our free SWRC mobile app. Watchman on the Wall is a production of Southwest Radio Ministries and has been supported for 92 years by faithful listeners like you. Visit SWRC.com.